Welcome to Conscious Creation with actress, author, and healer Dee Wallace. If you want to take charge of your life, really take charge of your life, the next hour will be a fun, enlightening experience in creating the life you want. Whether it's money, health, success, or relationships, join Dee in celebrating the power of you and see your life expand into joyful creation. To join Dee now, call 319-527-6305. And don't forget, Dee can also be heard on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. And now, here's Dee.
Hello, all you amazing, fabulous, incredible, magnificent, so very loved, and oh, darn sexy people. Wow. Okay, so my biggest piece of news is the work is expanding and changing again. It's always expanding and changing, but every once in a while we just hit a cycle where something bursts open and the awareness and the consciousness expands, and it's a really exciting time for those of us that bring in the information. I'm sure many of you are experiencing it too. I'm hoping without fear, because it can feel like, oh my God, what's happening? And I just want you to know what's happening is really good, that our consciousness is opening up to realize things we haven't realized in a while. Okay? So, what I want to talk about today is doing the work. The channel over the years has given us some very simple guidelines to follow. Like, every time you feel like you're going in the toilet with a thought or an emotion, to consciously bring yourself back and claim in the positive what you want. Another example is directing your day. Start your day before you ever get out of bed with your intentions for that day. I always include in this day-to-day, I create and I experience joy and health and wealth and happiness and clear communication. What do you want? Like everything, your day needs direction. And then the very simple formula that they've given us for creation. Know what you want. Commit to what you want. Now, I want to talk about that for a minute, because commitment's really important for opening up your energy so you have enough energy to do what you think you want to do. So, for example, I have this very big telesummit. I was waiting for a speech that I'd given. They're not able to get it to me to use. So I looked over my other product and their specifications, and there just wasn't anything there. And I thought, well, if I can't get that talk, I just have to create something new. And I thought about it, and I went, oh my God, I don't have time to do this, but I need to do it. Yeah, but, you know, that means Lanny's got to set up his camera and I got to take time away. Yeah, but I need to do it. You see, that's thinking about doing it. That's knowing you should do it, but that's not committing to it. As soon as I said, okay, I'm doing this, I made the decision, I'm committed to it, and I'm doing this, all my energy opened up. We literally got the entire thing done in a half an hour. Literally. Setting up the camera, the speech, the whole thing. And that's why they want you to know what you want and commit, because then all the energy opens up and you can create what you want. You know that around anything you want, you need to pair it with love and excitement and joy, that the universe gets that frequency connected to the choice that you've chosen. So you want to feel into that. You want to ask all the universe, all the energy, all time, space, dimensions, past, present, and future time, all space in between, all that stuff they've gone over with us, to partner with you. And then you got to take action, guys, and accept all the good that you've created. Okay? So if you came on, a lot of people came on a little late here and didn't hear all this. Go back and listen to the show again so that you can get kind of capsulized everything I just said. Because if you're not doing that work, the energy cannot respond to you. And then you think the universe or God is betraying you by not listening, or that you don't have the power to do it. So this is what it looks like. I know what I want, but I don't think I'm the creator of it. So I don't really choose and commit. And then the universe can't answer me. So I experience that I'm not the creator of me and my life. And therefore, I reinstate that belief that God and the universe aren't there for me. So I don't actually choose and commit again, and the pattern just keeps replaying, guys. You have to do the work if the work works for you. And when I said, well, why the hell are they not choosing to do that? It took me back again to the belief when I come alive again, when I know I'm my God, my own creator, and work with all energy to create. When I come alive again like that, I'm sick. That's the belief. So subconsciously, we hold ourselves back from coming alive all the way and creating everything we want because we believe that's going to bring some kind of sickness mentally, physically, spiritually, chemically, cosmically, or dimensionally. Oh my God, you know what they just brought in? Like climate change. Whoa, hold on. I'm kind of leveled here for a minute. So that, I'm going to test this. That means that, yeah, climate change is part of us not knowing that when we come alive again, everything is in balance and in power through divine love. So it's really important for you guys to get this together and go, yes, I am. I am the power of me, and I am the creation of all creation in my experiential life, which includes the universe. Because if all of us are one energy, we're all putting back into that energy. So we're all responsible for doing the work and knowing that when we come alive again, we thrive. When I come alive, I thrive. There you go. There's a nice little mantra for you. So we're going to balance all this, invoking the symbol and the formula, which neutralizes all but the truth around what we've spoken about. We're going to call in the violet flame and the golden light, and we're standing together and claiming, I am divine love. I am, and I am connected to the highest information, the highest knowledge, and the highest understanding. And so it is. All right. I hope you guys are going to sign up and be with me October 16th. Medical Intuitive Masami Kovi. I love that name. Masami Kovi is going to be with us. Now, you know, I walk my talk, and I don't bring in anybody that I haven't worked with personally. As I told you, Masami did a reading for me down in Oceanside. She was spot frickin' on. I didn't have to say one word. She has me on a regimen now, and I have to tell you, the bloating in my stomach is pretty much gone, which I have been worrying about, which doesn't get us anywhere, for over a year now. So I'm also going to have Gabrielle jump on the board this week and have a reading for her and see where that goes, because we share a lot of the same issues. She said something really interesting to me, guys, that my sinus was connected to my bloating. And when she said that, those of you that have seen me channel, you can see the shift in energy when a new piece of information comes in. That totally hit me, energetically threw me across the room with the truth of it. So I just got my neti pot, and I'll keep you posted. And for those of you who are looking for a wonderful Christmas gift for people you love, please remember Gabrielle's book. It might just be perfect for them. Eat, pray, hashtag FML. And again, I so appreciate all of you for your support, and we are going to the calls. All righty, we're going to start with Janet in California. Hi, honey, you're on.
Good morning. Good morning, my dear. How are you? Thank you for taking
my call.
I'm good,
Janet. I want to ask you, did you direct your day today?
No, I did not.
Okay.
I got up sleepy, and I have not.
Yep. I don't want you to get out of bed till you do it. That's the best time to do it, when you're in that twilight place.
Yeah, I was.
Okay?
Yep.
And
no,
they want you to know before I even take your question that
absolutely,
if you would start doing it, it will address your question. So
very
now,
good.
What is your question?
I've been struggling. My children live in my parents' house that I purchased, and I'm struggling with money and just lots of different things. And so,
okay, you just defined yourself as I am a person
absolutely
who struggles.
Yeah.
Are you aware of that?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay, then I wouldn't say it anymore,
so.
Baby. And one of the things you want to direct your day, what's the opposite positive of struggle for you? If I don't struggle, I what?
What comes to mind is I'm succeeding in my day.
Okay, they would like to give you the word thrive.
Okay, I'll take thrive.
Okay.
Yeah.
So
all right.
Every morning, as part of your direction for your day, today I am thriving. All energy that helps me thrive is coming forward to partner with me. All
very
opportunities
good
that support my thriving are coming forward for me right now and consistently. Okay?
Absolutely.
So
thank you.
Now, they hold
very
on.
Cool.
They want to give you a mm-hmm core belief. This page here, 22, 23. Okay, when I'm loved, I'm depressed. So talk to me about that. Why have you associated love with sadness?
I don't know.
Okay, well, the key in is your dad. Your dad, as early as 3 years old, maybe even earlier, two, three, four, around in there. Do you remember sadness connected to your dad?
My father was very black and white. I know that he himself had sadness. They were raised very, very, very poor and struggled. He went to live with his aunt when he was like 7 years old.
Okay, I got it. So,
yeah.
Janet, you're literally recreating for yourself what the world that your father had created for him. We do that, you know, we think we're honoring them. We don't want to move past them, or we just have the belief that that's the way it's got to be because I saw Daddy living it. So turn that around. His story isn't your story. Reach up and pick the belief systems that are in alignment with you thriving. Okay?
Okay.
All right, and then do that consciously, and then call back and let me know how things are changing in your world, okay? Because I guarantee
Perfect.
You they have to if you do the work. Thank you, darling.
Thank you.
All right, we're going to, I think it's Jen in Long Island. Hi, you're on the air.
Hi, Dee. This is Jen, Genevieve.
Hi, Jen. Hi, sweetheart. What can we do for you? Well, first of all, let me ask you, did you start your day by directing your day?
Yes, I did.
Okay, so I get a no. So if you really did this morning, I want to see where you're falling out. So you really did this morning do that?
Yes. Well,
okay.
Maybe I only selected it as part of day, part of my day, responsibility part that I wanted to jump on right away. So maybe that falls short.
Okay,
on
tell me what you said.
All right. That I wanted to prepare myself and my students for the upcoming week and to follow up with appointments that I had made some general discussion about but hadn't made commitments to, and to eat well, enjoy the weather of the day, relax when I was
all right. So I want to tweak this for everybody, and this is for everybody. I am creating, not I want to create. Can you feel the difference in that?
Yes.
Okay. I am creating awesome lesson plans that my students thrive with and love, and they expand them in every way. What was the second thing that you said? Because there was something I needed to tweak there.
It was a follow-up on appointment.
Yeah. Okay. So I am completing appointments joyfully and successfully. Do you see the difference in what I'm saying as opposed to what you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Because
yes.
The I am statement, Jen, is the strongest direction of energy you can give energy. If you say, I want this, all the energy can do is match your wanting of it. I am creating this now. And then all you have to do is state the things, not with a want, that you literally have intention of creating this day. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay.
Right.
Thank you, darling.
Okay, so I have a question.
Okay.
This has been a very unusual semester for all of the teachers in my category. Some demands have been put on us. Some of the teachers balked about it and are pushing back. I created an atmosphere in the classroom that it could be done, and my students stepped up to the plate and were getting it done. The weekend before our project was due, the school wrote and said, everyone can have an extra week, and my students balked at it. So we went back and we discussed it, and I calmed the waters down. But
why do you think they balked at it?
Because they put so much effort into getting
it
right.
Done. That's right.
That they felt insulted.
So all of their attention has to be on, this was the deadline, you did it, you rock.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't matter if they move the deadline.
Right.
You guys are the champs that came through.
Right, and that's how I approached it. But at the same time, even though I've had this positive feedback throughout my school teaching, other things have been happening in school that have keep pushing me and pushing me. And I want to know what the channel has to say about this. Why is
First of all, they just want to talk about education in general. It's in big trouble. We're not focused on the kids. We're taking away from the kids all of the things that we know from testing increases brain cells, like music and sports. I just did a big charity thing yesterday for bringing back sports into the schools. We know that those things, those activities, increase brain cells. So basically, it's a representation of what we're going through everywhere in the world where the person is not put first. It's right now, it's corporations versus person. And that's what this is all representing. And that rightfully is what they're balking at.
Okay.
So
this is what we're feeling.
So the more you can not take it personally, that's your job right now for you and the kids.
Okay.
And they're bringing in the word adaptation because, you know, they told us 2 years ago that the time of adaptation is very great right now. Those who adapt survive and thrive, and those who don't kind of live in misery because they're fighting everything. Okay? The third thing they want to bring in, and by God, this is for everybody. I hope everybody's listening because it applies to everybody in all our lives. The third thing is, how are you defining yourself? You see, you know your self-worth as a teacher. You've been doing it for a long time. You know how your students thrive from your teaching. And yet, you are allowing them to start defining you. Can't do that. You have to define you.
Okay.
You have to say, I'm a great teacher. And my students love me, and I move them, and they expand in every way in my classroom, and I love and adore and appreciate who I am.
Great.
Cannot let other people define us, especially in these times, guys. Everybody's so divided. But,
yeah.
You know, I know, and a lot of people involved in education know that the people who are leading education right now do not have the children's interests in their best interest. So we have to.
Okay.
But do it within what you are given to do, because whatever you fight, you're not a part of. And you need to be a part of this for the kids right now. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. Good on
you.
We need people like you, Jen. Go get them.
Thank you. And Kirk says hi.
Oh, give him my love. Give him my love.
Hi.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right. We're going to Diana in New York. You're on.
Hi, Dee. This is Diana.
I
did not direct my day today. What I want to share with that is I find that I allow myself to get distracted. I will remember at some point and do it at the point that I remember, but I'm allowing myself to fall out that way.
Yeah, that's your ego keeping you from getting you what you want. So do you want to keep playing that game with yourself?
No.
Okay. Then before you go to sleep at night, I would go as soon as I open my eyes in the morning, I direct my day. Because that'll tell your brain to do it. And then put a little post-it by the toilet, which I'm assuming you go to first thing like I do, and go, did you direct your day? And then you'll smile, and it's perfectly fine if you sit on the toilet and do it.
Perfect.
But do it.
That's what I was thinking. I got to do something to remind myself.
Yeah, and then it becomes second nature. Do you know, even before I'm awake, as I'm coming awake, I'm hearing myself say it. That's how embedded it is in me now. And boy, if I don't do it, do I see the difference in my day. But you guys have to do it. They're giving you all these simple little things to do that will make a difference in your life so that you can create what you keep calling into the show to ask about. And I'm talking to everybody. I'm not singling Diana out here. Okay? So
I agree. When
Nike
I direct my day, it makes a huge difference.
Oh, my God. It's huge. And I don't ever fly or travel without directing what I want.
Yeah.
You know? So what's your question, baby?
Well, my question, it's funny, I never travel without directing my travel. I'm seeing things go positive in many ways, except for in the physical. And right now, my back has me pretty much immobile. Not
okay,
immobile
okay,
completely.
Okay.
But
so, I would definitely, if you can at all, join us on Masami's webinar next month. The second thing is, for everybody, the physical is kind of the last frontier. We've gotten a handle on the fact that we can increase our money. We've gotten a handle on the fact that we can shift and create more of the relationships we want. But there is a block in our global subconscious that says we cannot really heal ourselves. Even though there is proof upon proof upon proof, and I'm some of it, that that's just not true, that we absolutely can. You know that I've healed myself from high blood pressure. I've healed myself from thyroid. I've not healed the essential tremors yet. And I have made them better and less. Okay. So they want to take us to a core belief. This page here. Well, see, hold on, 22, 23, 24. We're going to core belief 25. When I am connected to the I am not safe. See, when I come alive again, I'm sick. When I'm connected to my I am presence, I'm not safe. And your I am presence is your creative force. So basically, the subconscious belief that we're all sharing, I get a yes on that, showing that yes, is when I'm connected to my I am presence, which is my creative force that I create with, I'm not safe. And that's from eons and eons of messages from different lifetimes that were built on this belief. And they're showing me Adam and Eve, right? So Eve stepped forward and used her creative abilities, so the story goes, and the snake came out, and we've all been screwed ever since. That's kind of the core belief of the core belief. We're the only ones that are going to turn it around. When I'm connected to my I am presence, I thrive, and I am safe and secure in this world.
Okay.
So the more you direct your energy through the statement of I am, the more your life is created the way you want it to be. Did that answer your question?
Yes.
Okay. So they also want to give you personally, you're carrying a big load. And it's bending you over so far. The picture they're giving me is that, I don't know, I think it's from some cartoon, an old woman bent over at the hips carrying a big thing of sticks on her back. That's what they're showing me. It's connected to your mother. What are you carrying for your mother?
First thing that came to me is guilt.
Big yes on that. So, guilt about what?
I think just life in general. Like, I'm living my life and haven't been really considerate to include her in it.
Okay, well, you are at choice in turning that around and including her in it, or if she is a negative influence upon you and you cannot interact with her without losing yourself, then you've got to give yourself permission to do what's right for you, because right now that guilt is breaking your back.
Okay.
Okay?
Yeah.
So that's an easy fix, baby. You can go either way. The energy doesn't care. But whichever way you do, do it through love. I love you, and you can't be a part of my life, and I send you love. Or I love you, and I can include you more in my life while staying in love. Okay?
Perfect. Thank you very much.
You bet, baby cake.
Thanks.
All righty. And we're going to Deka. Hi, baby cakes. What's up?
Hi, Dee. Well, actually, I think I cleared a lot by what you were speaking about earlier. I have several projects that I choose to get off the ground now, thrive
okay,
with.
Okay, hold. Stop, because it goes right to no.
Hmm.
There's one that you really choose to get off the ground now. Do you know which one it is?
It would be getting an appropriate agent.
Yeah.
Okay. Getting an agent that finally gets me out there.
Just focus on that and get yourself in alignment with it. Right now, Deka, you kind of have judgment around agents, which, as an actress, I understand, you know, because of other limiting beliefs, and I'm with you on this. In the past, we've created agents that don't particularly work for us and don't do anything for us or don't handle us well. And so that builds up a fear of bringing in another agent like that. But you can't bring in and be a part of stuff that you're in judgment of and not in alignment with. So your job is to start loving agents.
Okay. All right.
Okay.
I'll do that. Thank you.
And the second choice is right behind that. But, oh, I know. So what they're teaching you is how you're going to create all the other things. Teach yourself how to be in alignment with the agents that you want, and you will learn how to bring yourself in alignment with everything you want, which will create it faster. That's it.
Got it. Thank you.
You bet. Thanks, sweetheart. Always good to talk to you. All right, we're going to Vivian in North Carolina. Hi, honey, you're on.
Hi. Yes, my question has to do with my sister. She's 18 years younger than I am, and we've never been very close, or at least not for the last 30-some years. But she told me a few weeks ago that she's going to have surgery, and I didn't inquire as to what it was because she's always been so private, but I've thought about it over the last few days, and I've wondered, did she really want me to ask?
Okay. So let me tell you what happened here. So your heart said ask. Your heart said get involved, love your sister, she's reaching out to you. That was your initial hit, right?
Yeah.
Yep, and then your monkey mind comes in and goes, oh, well, should I? Well, does she want me to do this? No, guys, you can't let your mind, which is created to doubt, okay, and question, overtake your heart signal. Your heart tells you what's best for you. And you know what? You can always say, look, and just call her today. I love you, and I want you to know I love you. I'm here for you. If you need anything, do you want to share any of this journey with me? I'm here to listen if you do. Then it's all in her ballpark, but you have followed your heart in expressing your love and concern about somebody that you love. Doesn't that feel like everything comes together then?
Yeah, it seemed easier the way you said it because I've been going back and forth about how to say it.
Well, because you argued with yourself. See, and that is a lack of commitment. You were committed in your first heart signal, and then you went into doubt and questioning, and that kills the commitment. So then you go back and forth and back and forth and back and forth, like my story at the beginning of the show. Whereas if you just, I'm committing to share love and let her know I love her and respect her, then it's done. then you can take action and follow through. Okay, Vivian? But
okay.
Guys, the rule of thumb is you don't ever not be in love and share love when you have the instinct to do so. Because we know love heals and creates everything. So, Vivian, did you direct your day this morning?
No.
All right.
And I appreciate I appreciate what you said, because sometimes when I think about doing it, I'm not quite sure what to say. And so I appreciate what you said at the beginning of the show and gave us instruction on what to say.
Okay, guys, whatever you want is what you say.
Okay.
But I'll give you a few. I am clear. I know. Because without those things, you start doing exactly what you're doing right now and going round and round and round and round and argue with yourself. I'm clear. I know. I live this whole day in divine love. I am healthy. I am wealthy. I am in beautiful, strong relationships that support me. Do you see all those things? There's nobody listening that doesn't want all those things I just mentioned. Okay?
Yeah.
All right.
Okay.
All right, get on it now.
Can I ask one more?
Oh, sorry, I took you off. Hold on. Let me get
okay.
you back on, Vivian. Okay, what?
Can I ask, is what she's dealing with serious?
I am not a psychic. I'm a channel. Hold on. That's the right question. We're all balanced. You don't want the highest answer, baby. So direct yourself. I demand the highest answer, not the answer I want, but the highest answer. Okay. Anybody switched? We both want the highest answer now. The answer that I'm getting is that it's not life-threatening.
Okay.
But it could be serious if she doesn't deal with it.
Okay.
Okay?
Okay. Thank you.
Okay, but no, look, sitting there and worrying, remember that what the channel says about worry, it's the biggest sin you can do toward yourself or toward another person, because all your energy goes to the negative then. You see her well and happy, with full of energy in the light. That's your job, okay?
Okay.
All right, thank you. Okay, Daniel, what's up, dude?
Well, this pigeonholes right into everything that's come forward on this call previously.
Well, look at the surprise on our face, eh?
I know. I want to know what I most need to bring into alignment to maintain the excitement and focus of what I choose to create.
You need to commit. That's the first thing they screamed at me. You think about it, you play around about it, you hope about it, you muse about it, but it's a true statement that you don't commit to it. I know you're testing, so what do you get?
Yes.
Okay. So, but they want to give you a specific place where you are falling out in your commitment. Sheets. But give me a song, honey.
Okay. Candy Shop.
What?
Candy Shop.
Candy Shop. Okay, Daniel, have more fun. Whatever you're creating is a piece of candy, baby. So, you know, guys, I don't know why they're giving me this right now, but they are, so I'm going with it. One of the things they're bringing in is that those of us who are in really involved in spirituality and creating our lives in a spiritual way, unfortunately, and this is to everybody, this is not just to Daniel, everybody has kind of in a lot of ways, taken the religious teachings and put them into different words, but the limitations are still with us. And in this case, what they're referring to is that I am the God of me and the God of all my creation. I am that. There's still a lot of sense memory where, well, again, when I come alive again, I'm sick. And the other one was when I'm connected to the I am, I'm not safe, right? So until we celebrate ourselves as the candy of creation that we are, those two core beliefs interfere with our commitment. So have more fun, Daniel, is basically the message. You know, this isn't the cure for cancer, and it is. So when we think about curing cancer, automatically the channel says we bring up struggle. You know, the war on drugs and the war on cancer and the war on this and the war on the homeless and the war, oh, dear God. No, think of it more as a candy store. I'm going into the candy store and I'm picking out the piece of candy that creates health and wellness and balance throughout my body. That's a good one for those of you that called in with some physical things today. Now, Daniel, I'm pretty sure I know the answer to this, but did you direct your day this morning?
Actually, this morning I did not.
Wow,
and most,
dude.
Most days, I think. I do. I find it a challenge immediately because I'll fall back asleep if I do in the bed.
Well, then just sit up a little bit.
True.
Just sit up a little bit. And it doesn't matter if you're literally in the bed, Daniel. But if I don't say that, then people get up and the day hits us before we know it, you know, and then we're off doing something. Like if I don't take Freedom for a walk in the morning, we don't usually go because my day just takes me over. So I know I have to do what I need to do for me, and then my day goes 50 times, 100 times more smoothly. Everything just works out, okay?
Yep.
All right, you. I'll see you Friday.
I'll see you Friday, dude.
Can't wait. I can't wait. Bye-bye, honey. Okay, Lucinda in Missouri, you're on.
Hi, Dee. It's Lucinda here, and I have a praise report as well as a question.
Okay.
Okay, so for the last couple of years, of course, I listened to this a lot of the time. Did I direct my energy today? Yes. I do most days, and I did today for sure. Even when you said to Janine, what's the antithesis, what's the other word? And you said thrive, and it was knee slapping for me because that's what I said.
Oh, well, awesome. See? Because
that's really awesome.
Your channel's open, baby.
And in addition, about a praise report, so with a cardiology condition, I went to see my cardiologist, and he did his screenings and such. And he's raising his eyebrow, he even got a tear in his eye. This is awesome in an allopathic situation. And he said, you're not like my other patients. Are you sure you're not having a symptom here or there? And then he went on to say, you know what, you're scheduled for another appointment in February, cancel it. I'll see you next year. Then, this is the bottom line of the spirit. As I'm leaving the office, the associate says, doctor, how would you like me to code this? And he says, the no charge code.
Look at that. Wow. How many things did you create in that visit?
Oh, gosh.
That's awesome. Okay, so everybody, Lucinda just ran the 4-minute mile for us.
She did it.
You can do it. You bet. And you know, I shared with all of you my heart story about my doctor going, well, I don't know, maybe we got the test results mixed up or something, you know, because your heart looks fine now, and because I just spent all that time living in compassion. So awesome. Thank you for that testimonial. Now, what's your question?
Yeah, for that. Okay, so there still is ever-ending challenge in that.
Okay, wait, hold on. Hold on, you that are enlightened here. What did you just say? What did you just direct your energy?
Well,
what were the words you just said, Lucinda?
Challenge.
No, the one before that.
There's ever a challenge.
Yeah.
There always is a
never-ending challenge.
Yeah.
So that says to the universe, keep bringing on the challenges because they never end. Okay, I'm just trying to get you all to be conscious. All right, so keep going. What's the challenge?
Okay, so I'm very supportive in my community here as well. We do personal and business development here and relating and all of this stuff. And I have a product I've designed, a self-care product similar to your bear. It's not a bear, though. It's a self-care item. And I get so many good feedbacks. What a great idea. And I have a prototype. And yet, I just wring my hands about going to another level to get it manufactured and marketed. And yet, anybody else's project, I am their cheerleader, promoter. What do you got working on? Oh, I'll be there.
Okay,
oh, yeah.
So what's the fear? What's the fear, Lucinda?
Well,
because you are committed to this product, but you are not committed to a large manufacturer of this product, and that's what we've got to get to.
Well,
so what's the fear?
That,
you know it.
Rejection.
Okay. But do you understand that by not committing all the way and taking the steps, you're rejecting yourself before anybody else can?
Yes.
You got that, right?
Uh-huh.
Okay. Well, you know, guys, my mom always said, Dee Dee, don't you tell yourself no. The world will do it for you if they want to. So, you know, I traveled down this road.
Yes.
Have you thought about Shark Tank?
Yes. And I have had an offer that I could – there's something called Bulbhead as well. And they said if I bring the product to show it, it must be manufactured and ready to sell. I cannot be in the process of manufacturing.
Well, almost everybody's going to tell you that. They want to know that you've done your due diligence, right?
Yeah.
Even Shark Tank, you know, they want some level of success that you can show before they jump in. And you can't do that if you don't take the next step. So the channel would like you just to be open to checking with manufacturers and just, you know, get quotes from three or four different places. And because a lot of this is about, I don't know what the hell I'm doing and where to go. Okay,
well,
so just start. You got to start.
That's one of my challenges. Is like if I go to a networking event and I say, "Hey, you know what? I need a printer." And oh yeah, and then every time it seems, I get into someone else's project promoting it, and then they don't get back with me with the printer for them that they know that I could partner with. It's like I'm the promoter for other people or projector, and yet when I talk about my project, and I've even brought it there.
Okay, but Lucinda, if you're not willing to move forward with your product, why are you attracting anybody else that will help you?
Because I want someone to show up like me.
Well, okay, but you have to be in alignment with going all the way so that they can show up. Did you hear me? You have to go, okay, I'm committed, universe, and I feel great about this. It's going to be so exciting. Bring me everybody that can support me in getting this out there. And you have not done that because you have been afraid of the rejection.
Okay, I like that. Bring everyone to me that is going to be a part of this project, yes.
Yeah, I'm committed to the success here. And the production, the mass production of this product that's going to help millions. I'm not going to be a selfish little bitch and not get it out there.
Indeed.
Because it's going to help everybody.
Mm-hmm.
See? So you got to get the attention off of you and onto this is how I get to serve the world. Sure, I'm going to make money doing it. Everybody wins. Okay?
Yeah. All right.
All right. Get on it, woman.
Love you. Love you.
You
bye.
I know my Baptist preacher came out there a little bit. Emily in California, you're on.
Hi, Dee.
Hi, babe.
Okay, so this, I am God. I am safe to create. And I spoke last week about these opportunities coming into my life. I put my name in for the management job. They should get back to me by next week about that. I still am holding the possibility of Alaska. I'm, you know, being in the excitement of having these opportunities. And something happened this week. There was $380 missing from my wallet.
Dear God, you're walking around with a lot of money.
I wait
okay,
tables.
Okay, keep going.
Yeah, I wait tables. I did really well this weekend, last weekend.
Good.
And so it was my cash. I needed to get it to the bank, and I kept, I know the money was there Sunday night, and I discovered it wasn't there on Tuesday when I was intending to go to the bank. So the managers at the restaurant did a full review of all the security footage. They don't see any evidence that anybody messed with my purse while my purse was at work, while I was working. I have a hunch. And I have been claiming, I know, this is resolved. The money's returned swiftly. But I have a hunch that it did happen, that it was someone I work with, and I have a hunch that I know who it was. I would like to know from the chat, and I've also been claiming that great good comes from all of this. So I would love discernment from the channel.
Okay. The first thing the channel has to say is that you're saying the words, I know where it is, but the emotion and the knowing is not behind it. So that's the difference between affirmations and directing your energy, guys. And I'm going to teach a lot about this at Creation Station, which is next weekend. I can't wait. You know when you really know something, how energetically strong that statement is, and just saying, I know where it is, while you're going, yeah, but I don't really, and I don't know what to do, and I'm in fear that money's gone, yada, 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 yada. Okay. That gives out a mixed signal to the universe. I'm saying I know, but I don't believe I know. So they would like you to try that first.
Okay.
When I go to, so right now you don't want the highest answer either, Emily. You want your answer. So will you direct yourself to want the highest answer?
Yes.
Okay, so we both want the highest answer now. Anybody switched? Okay, according to the channel, I'm getting that you are not correct, that's a true statement, about your suspicions.
Okay.
I'm getting that the money still will show up. And the lesson is, when you have that much money in your possession, do something with it to keep it safe till you get it to the bank.
Yeah. Yeah, I got that. I got that.
Yeah, loud and clear, I'm sure. So it's more of, no, I know, damn it. I know where it is. I know it's been kept safe. I know. And I expect it to show up.
Okay.
Okay. And then call me next week. I want to know.
There's two other possible places that come to my mind where it could be. That it could have been the place where I stayed.
Nope. Get a no
on
that.
Nights. Okay. Wow. Oh.
And what's the other place? Yeah, see? As soon as you said it, stuff starts coming in, doesn't it?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Well.
Yeah, whatever
that
oh is about, that's where you want to follow.
Okay. Got it.
Okay. Love you. Bye.
Got it. Love you.
Oh, guys. I was trying. I almost got through everybody. I'm so sorry. I was just going as fast as I can. But you know, whatever it is, you got it today. Whatever your question is, apply what we talked to today. All right? And let's say it together. I love me, and I love me, and I love me even more because I know that's what it's all about.
Thanks for joining Dee on Conscious Creation. Visit her website at imdwallace.com for awesome downloads, archived shows, enlightening webinars, and amazing free offerings. And remember, you can hear Dee every week on BBS Radio, iTunes, iHeartRadio, and live at Oneness Talk Radio. You can also hear Dee on Get Inspired Media Network, Transformation Talk Radio, plus UBN, Universal Broadcasting Network. Be sure to join us next week for Conscious Creation with Dee Wallace. And remember, loving yourself is the key to creation.